Blog Talk Radio.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vampus, the Gadam, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork, it's in the Vega and get lit, what?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as an E7, showboating with Rugas, flash mines, Belafonte Jigger. Let's see for what this worth as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over Brown, levitating Jiki and Dashiki's a Lahada car. 54, chasing diamond, running, headed ice fan. The big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut. Breezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, the pleasure from the knuckle swat. Shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Carlo, screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteers, souffleers for swerving no corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on us. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. Jaja, you're the Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep it in. Is out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vampus sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork, it's Tina Vega and get...
This is it, what? Luchini falling from the sky, let's get rich, what? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. And you know, it's Thursday, special show today, because today we have Keon Carpenter, former NFL player for the Atlanta Falcons. He has the Carpenter Foundation along with his gala that's coming out this Sunday, May the 1st. It's definitely donating and giving back to the community of Baltimore in the area. Q Park is going to be hosting it. It's going to be a star-studded event, red carpet event. You should come out. It's going down in Baltimore May 1st. You know, shout out to everybody that's having their birthday in April, and May babies are just around the corner. Shout out to you guys. Prince, last week, you know, we lost Prince. I wasn't able to go on the show. We had some technical difficulties last week. But Prince, you know, we lost Prince last week. But the thing that's funny to me is, like, everybody's jumping on a bandwagon, and, you know, a lot of people didn't really know who Prince was. I mean, especially for the younger generation. I mean, most people... my generation, like, maybe, like, 30-something and up would remember Prince. A lot of you guys don't really know who Prince is, you know, so everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. They're like, oh, my God, Prince, and a lot of people are doing all kinds of ridiculous things just to go viral online in regards to Prince and stuff like that, which is cool. You know, you guys are giving him more light than he got in several years. I mean, but one thing we see about Prince is that he demanded his respect. But he always, like, almost, like, stayed in the shadow of Michael. And I think they had slowly had their own little, you know, rivalry. But, you know, in the aspect of when you're feeling like, I really don't care about what people think about me, he was the epiphany of that. He really honestly didn't care what people thought about him. He could dress in all kinds of craziness and wear heels, and people would love him for that. He still wore eyeshadow to this day. And his hair was prettier than most of you females. And, you know, when he wanted you to get out his way, he'll make you get out his way because he's Prince. He really didn't care who you were. He thought his stuff was the greatest. And we salute him. He left a musical legacy back for us. And, you know, now people are definitely checking out his catalog. They always say sometimes you're worth more when you're dead. It's sad to know that, but it's too many people dying nowadays. That's why it's time for you to enjoy your life and appreciate the people around you. Don't forget, you're live right now on LushRadioOnline.com. So we're going to be talking to Keon Carpenter, talking to him about the NFL, talking to him about giving back, and we're talking to him about, you know, his gala coming up soon. So call in at 347-826-7722, and we are live. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to some lunch mix. Well, I mean, this might not be lunch, but some people might be getting lunch or the evening mix with DJ Hustle in a few minutes. So we're going to go into the mix with him, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. We on and popping.
Live, uncut, and in the mix.
DJ Hustle.
DJ
Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on the regular, hitting my plug on the cellular. Tell my ass that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rari. Key 36 by my side. I'ma go bake me a pie. Key 45 on my side. So my you die. All of my say blood. All of my say cub. OC, I found me a plug. I got it straight out the mug. Keep it 100,
no
bugs. I'm feeling low with the drugs. Busting it down in the tub. Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in kitchen. With my arm, my pitcher, rolling on his glisten. I'm a donut kissing. Steady tripping, so I steady gripping. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. I don't phony, about to sell a pony. All these zombies, all these zombies, say my price is good, motherfucker. Show. Cut it, 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 cut it.
Bitch doing double jacks, turn it up, chandelier on my neck. Oh, gotta turn it up, Lambo on a Lambo. I got racks on decks, I got on in a foreign. Yeah, turn up on these middle, cut these middle, very lame. They should be ashamed, need to get up by the pain. Cause they snitching and they wanna talk to these bitches. And we steady, give me bitches and a middle.
I bought them purse like a fool. We on them drugs, we on them drugs. Fuck boy, we on them drugs, yeah. We got them drugs, we got them drugs. I fell in love with them drugs, yeah. I guess I wanna do well. I get the one and a two. I cannot pull it, don't need a scale. I bought them purse like a fool. We on them drugs, we on them drugs. Fuck boy, we on them drugs, yeah. We got them drugs, we got them drugs. I fell in love with them drugs, yeah.
60 on my wrist, that's 2 bricks, remix. 60 on my neck.
Yeah.
mix, you know what I'm saying, with DJ Hustle. DJ Hustle at DJ Hustle 2407. We in the mix. Shout out to my girl Rhonda Supreme out there doing her shows on each and every Wednesday out there in Jersey doing her thing. You already know what it is, man. We in the building. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. We're going to have Keon Carpenter live in the building, man. And he's going to be talking to us about the gala, the NFL, you know, and talking about his foundation, all the wonderful things he's doing for the kids in the community. We're going to be talking to him. We was just in the mix with DJ Hustle. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man. And it's on and popping, man. Don't forget, man, when you say my name, put that respect on my name, man. That respect, man. But shout out to Birdman, man. Stop playing with that man's name. We in the building. Let's ready online. Let's go to the phone line, see who we got in the building, man. Like I said, we're going to have the one and only Keon Carpenter in the building, former NFL player from the Atlanta Falcons, man. And he's doing amazing things in the streets, man. So we're going to talk to him and see what's popping. Let's go to the phone line. Who's in the building with us tonight?
It's Keon Carpenter, man.
How you doing, man? How you doing, Keon? It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show today.
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I had a chance to actually see my one of my fellow journalists, Mr. Donnie Glover, who's been in the game in the building. He's a fellow Baltimorean, and, you know, he had a pleasure to interview you. And I saw you're doing a lot of wonderful things in Baltimore, in that community, you know, helping, mentoring, doing a lot of things, man. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. You know, I love my city. Love giving back to the people there. The city has done so much for me, and I think I owe it to the platform that I had to give back. So I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Definitely, definitely, man. Keon, you have a foundation, a wonderful foundation. And doing some things. Can you tell us about, you know, what's going on with the foundation for the people that don't know?
Well, basically, we've just completed our first affordable home, and that's one of the things that we're celebrating on Sunday night. I'm pretty excited about that. That situation has been 10 years that we've been at this, giving back to our community. And Sunday night, like I said, the affordable housing piece is pretty much done. And we have about five or six other programs. We do special delivery during the Christmas holiday where we helped about 2,500 families with food, clothes, and toys. We've also had Commitment for Change, our youth football camp that we do every summer with about 300 males, teaching them about life skills, using football as the hook to get them there. So with that being said, you know, we take the holistic approach in giving back, man, and it's just great to be able to support and serve the citizens of Baltimore City.
Definitely doing it the grassroots way. The gala is definitely going to be a star-studded event for the people that don't know about it. It's gonna be crazy in Baltimore. Can you give us a quick synopsis? I know we're celebrating all the wonderful things in the foundation. Who are the people that's going to be there? You know, how can they get more information about it? I know we got it on our website. How can they get more information about the gala and the purchase tickets and donate and stuff like that?
Well, they can go to www.blocksgala.org. All of the ticket information is there. And even if people can't come, they can still be able to donate. We pretty much have the whole city coming out, man. I got my man Q from 112 that's coming down to MC it. And, you know, we're honoring a lot of other folks that are doing some amazing things in the city. So we're excited about what's going to go on Sunday night. So the city is going to be on fire. My diamond is going to be lit. It's going to be a great night.
Definitely. And you bringing some really nice stuff over there to my diamond, because that was definitely, you know, a hard area. So you definitely bringing some light over there to that area and stuff. What made you decide to pick that area?
Well, two things. The young lady who runs that mall, a good friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
she actually sits on my board, Miss Romaine Smallwood. She's actually, you know, a young African American female who runs the whole mall. So why not do it back there in that community where we're already serving anyway, and to be able to shed some different light on what that mall means to the city? It's been there forever. And I think
no
greater place to do it was at Mondawmin Mall.
Yeah, that's definitely a wonderful thing you're doing over there, definitely shedding a light on that area. Now, just talking about growing up, you know, being from Baltimore, that area and stuff, and seeing the transitions of the, how were you able to kind of, you know, decide, okay, I'm going to go change my life and do this thing this way and kind of like not stay in trouble and stuff like that? I mean, because it's hard. You got a lot of people out there, you know, that are slinging drugs and doing all kinds of stuff, especially around the time, you know, we all was growing up. You know, what motivated you to say, hey, I need to do this and make a difference and not take this path?
And well, like, I didn't want to disappoint my mother. You know, I always wanted to, to make her proud and make her happy. So I didn't want to do anything that would bring any negativity to, you know, her life and what she was trying to do for me. So she's always been my motivation. And then I had some good friends around me, man, that kept me out of trouble. You know, when they wanted to go do something bad, they pretty much, you know, kept me away. You know, hey, man, look, it's time for you to go inside. This ain't for you. You know, so I was really blessed to be surrounded by some great people throughout my life to kind of keep me protected, you know, from making some disastrous mistakes that could have cost me something. So I've been a very fortunate and blessed man.
Definitely. And in your whole entire career, what do you feel is like one of the key lessons you learned in your life through your transition and your journey?
Learning how to appreciate relationships, the value in relationships. The people that I was blessed to meet and you know, develop strong relationships with is, in this life, is not all about what you know. Sometimes it's who you know. Again, I know some amazing people that have helped me along on my journey, and I value my relationships because you can't do anything big or anything in this life alone. So, again, I'm blessed and I'm fortunate to have been able to establish some great relationships by being a professional athlete and really using the platform that I have to really do some good in America.
Exactly. What inspired you to get into the NFL? What made you say, hey, this is something I want to do?
Well, I kind of figured that I sensed that I was pretty good at it at the age of 7. I was a little bit better than a lot of people that I was playing with and against. So for me, it was just, you know, I felt like it was my ticket out, you know, being, you know, sports and, you know, education. I just thought that football was my ticket.
Definitely. And I've seen a lot of young kids look up to you in that area. You saved a lot of kids' lives and stuff and just inspired them to be better and then show them that you can get out of whatever situation you are. You know, just because you're in a certain environment, that doesn't make you who you are and stuff. And, you know, you've talked to a lot of different schools and things like that. What kind of advice do you give these kids out here that inspire to be in business or – you know, in the NFL or things like that? What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, make sure I tell them that they can do anything that they want to do. I'm a living testimony of that. No matter what your situation or circumstance is today, you know, things can change. You just got to stay focused. You got to persevere. You got to be able to sacrifice. So those things right there is the key to any type of success in life. And I always tell the kids that, you know, It doesn't matter what it looks like today. It doesn't have to be there, you know, to be like that forever. So, you know, keep dreaming. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. And, you know, don't let anybody tell you what you can't do.
Exactly. Now, since the whole Baltimore riot situation and all the things and the shutdowns and things that happened in Baltimore, Baltimore is a city that's grown. It's been through its, you know, its turmoil and its tragedy, but the people, they are good people in Baltimore. Where do you see Baltimore 5 years from now?
I see us continue to, you know, to grow and expand and change. You know, this thing is not going to happen overnight. It didn't take us overnight to get to where we are today. So I just think, you know, as long as we, you know, steady moving in the right mind frame of progress, then I think we'll be okay. We're going to go through some ups and downs. I just think that if we can stay together, then there's more power, you know, in that. Instead of just coming together when things happen, let's just stay together and mobilize our community and make it better for the children and the people that's living in it. So I see great things coming down the pipeline in years to come. We just got to stay at it. Don't get frustrated when things go south, you know, because there is a bigger plan. We just got to stay the course.
Definitely. I want to talk more about the affordable housing because I myself suffer from homelessness at a time in my life, and I'm a disabled veteran too. So it's a lot of veterans I know out there. It's a lot of people that, you know, it's hard for them to get housing in the area, even though they have so many properties in Baltimore. And now with all of this, you know, restoration, and they're building up all of these communities, I know Baltimore will be the next target for property investments because they have a lot of shells down there and stuff like that. With your affordable housing, how do people get access to it, and is it only geared for a certain amount of certain type of people, or just certain qualifications? How do people get more information about that? Could you explain that a little bit more?
Well, basically, I think affordable housing is the way to go now because, you know, obviously, you know, with folks losing their jobs and, you know, really not being able to make, you know, a lot of money as far as what their occupation is, but they still should be able to have adequate living. So my thing is, if we can serve that underprivileged population that are struggling, you know, I think it'll make everybody be better and do better. So all of the information is on my website at carpenter-house.org. Like I said, we just finished our first home. And this gala is going to allow us to build blocks around the city, and we just want to be able to, you know, do our small part in serving the community and allowing folks to be able to live good, no matter what type of salary
Definitely.
You make. You should still be able to have a home that you can come home to, and us cleaning up the neighborhoods at the same time. So it's like killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing. I commend you for not, you know, not forgetting where you came from and actually reaching back, because a lot of people, once they get to a certain level of success, they don't reach back. But you're actually reaching back, and you're helping people and saving lives with what you're doing, with your foundation. And I pray that, you know, I employ people to donate. I employ people to, you know, come to the gala and show your support. We'll definitely be out there covering media and stuff to show love and everything and cover the event. But we just really appreciate what you're doing in the area, because we need more people to do what you're doing. You know, Keon, we need a lot of people doing what you're doing, because, you know, this world is harsh, you know, and the way, you know, you have taxes and all kinds of stuff, is like by the time you get the money, you're broke the next day. You know, people are barely surviving. They want to check the paycheck away from being homeless or being without. And speaking about the economy and stuff, and now we're in this political race right now. If you had one question to ask whoever's going to become our president, you don't know at the moment, but what do you think is the first thing that they should change or work on?
We got to have better schools, flat out. I mean, obviously, it's, you know, between schools, jobs, and housing, you know, we got to get those three things fixed, and fixed quickly. Like I said, I think everybody should deserve an opportunity to be able to make an honest living, and I think everybody should have an opportunity to be able to call a house a home. And then for our schools, you know, our children is our future, so our schools got to be great. So that would be my first question, to be able to ask them, you know, how can we change that?
Definitely. And, you know, for people to check you out on social media and other things like that, I know you have the website and everything. But once again, can you give them all the information so they can check you out and check out the gala and stuff too?
Oh, they can go get gala tickets and information about the gala at www.blocksgala.org. And they can go to follow me on Instagram at Keon Carpenter 29, Twitter at Keon Carpenter, and Facebook Keon Carpenter.
Definitely. We appreciate you, and we know you're a busy man. You're doing a lot of stuff, and we appreciate you for coming on the show and sharing your story and all the things that you're doing out there. And, you know, we wish you nothing but success, and we hope that, you know, people definitely come out and donate and do what they need to do, you know, so you can build more affordable homes and put that out to help more families out there in the community and even spread nationwide. You know, we see this foundation doing some big things. Definitely.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the platform to come on your show, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Definitely. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much, Keon. You have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
You too.
Definitely. We just had, you know, the one.
cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on the regular,
cash.
Hitting my plug on the Sally. Tell my ass that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rari. Key 36 by my side.
My side.
I'ma go bake me a pie. Key 45 on my side.
Bow.
So my you die.
Bow.
All of my say blood.
Yeah.
All of my say
cub.
OG, I found me a plug.
G.
I got it straight out the mug.
G.
Keep it 100,
no
bugs. I'm feeling low with the drugs.
Yeah.
Busting it down in the tub. Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in kitchen. With my arm, my pitcher, rolling on his glisten. I'm a donut kissing.
Yeah.
Steady tripping,
yeah.
So I steady gripping.
Yeah.
Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me.
Yeah.
I don't phony, about to sell a pony. All these on me, all these on me. Send my price is good, motherfucker. Show.
Cut it, cut it,
yeah.
Cut it.
Let's go. Let's radio online, baby.
We ran out on digits, we ran out of money. We ran out on digits, we ran out of money. you classy, classy. Tonight I want you to get ratchet, ratchet. Girl, I know you classy, classy. Tonight I want you to get ratchet, ratchet. Girl, I know you classy, classy. Tonight I want you to get ratchet.
You know what that would do to me. to get done, done, done. I'm gonna let you come on. Sorry, I've been way less friends. I got this trying to end my call. I spilled all my emotions tonight. I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling.
DJ Hustle.
How many more DJ shots Hustle. Until you're ready? We just need a place to play. Time and a place you spend some time away.
Work. Let's radio online, man. We in the mix. DJ Hustle doing his thing on the ones and twos, man. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lush live in the building, man. And we back in the building, man. Gave y'all a little bit of that mix, a little bit of that flavor. Friday, we on and popping. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing our thing. We got Plague the MC in the building. He's going to be talking to us about his song. He got turned up. We're going to have him live on Friday on Hot or Not Friday. You call him at 347-826-7722 and tell us if he's hot or not or if he lukewarm, baby. So we're going to be talking to him tomorrow. Big shout out to the Awesome 2. Shout out to Emma E2K each and every Monday. You know what I'm saying? It goes down. Motivational Mondays. Get your motivation on, baby. You know what I mean? It's your hostess with the mostest, Lushy Lush, in the building. And, you know, we had the Hemp Festival was this past week, too. The Hemp Festival, the National Cannabis Festival, the first annual Cannabis Festival for Prohibition, was in Washington, D.C., Coastal Stadium Armory. And it was dope. I mean, over several thousand people came out to come out there and support, you know, there was libations. There was a lot of, you know what I'm saying, wonderful things going on, a lot of people supporting because, you know, the herbal hemp itself can, you know, provide jobs. You can use this material to create clothing, energy, is used for all kinds of sicknesses and illnesses, and it's natural on earth, you know. But, you know, politics want to put taxation on situations like that. So there was senators and there was lawyers and different people talking about and giving education about, you know, hemp and cannabis and, you know, it's a positive, you know, outlook on it, put a positive outlook on it. We have some stuff on Instagram. We put it also we're going to be putting this stuff on the website and stuff, doing our recap on that. And don't forget that Roots, they're doing a remake on Roots. And that is coming out on the Memorial Day. Will Packer, who actually is the producer, executive producer for this, along with History Channel, is the producer for Ride Along 1, Ride Along 2, Bag of Sand, a lot of movies he's done, you know, number one movies. So he was there. Roland Martin was the moderator, and we had Mr. David Johns on there. It was a lot of different people that were there just giving their feedback on the mentality of, you know, slavery and, you know, how we have evolved as a community, as people, or are we still stuck in that same, you know, slave mentality. So it was a great discussion. We have some of the recap on the website on www.lushradioonline.com. You can log on and you can check out all that information on there. And it was definitely a great thing. So, you know, you guys check it out. It's coming out Memorial Day. We got to screen it. It's a very, very, very graphic movie. It's a graphic movie. The only thing, because I'm African, that threw me off about the movie is that the authenticity of the accents didn't really appeal to me because, I mean, they have so many people that are, you know, that are African that are in the movies that they could have had picked, or they could have even got an African kid, you know, that, you know, that still had his accent. Just having that authenticity to me, since we're in a new age and, you know, cinematography and everything. Cinematography-wise, because I shoot also great shots in the movie. But that was the only thing for me for that. So it's a remake of the whole Kunta Kinte movie. And I think you guys will enjoy it. I implore everybody, if your kids never saw the original Roots, you know, series, I implore you to watch the original just to refresh yourself and then watch the new version so you can kind of do a comparison. LeVar Burton is from the original cast is going to be on there. T.I. is going to be on there. You know, Lawrence Fishburne is going to be on there. It's a lot of it's a star-studded movie. So check it out. It's going to be on the History Channel on Memorial Day. You got the Civil War coming out. Captain America. You got Civil War coming out. You know, you got the new X-Men coming out. It's the Huntsman is out. The new Huntsman with the Evil Queen. It's a whole bunch of, you know, movies coming out. So, you know, get your tickets. The Boss is out. You know, with Melissa McCartney. You know, she's hilarious. So check that out. It's a lot of good movies in the theaters. 2016 is definitely, you know, coming along with a bang with you know, amazing movies, amazing things coming out. So a lot of things, you know, a lot of things are just, you know, coming out in 2016. So yeah, like I said, so that you had the Hemp Festival, also the gala is going down this Sunday. Also, for those people that are in the DMV area, big shout out to Chris, Mr. Triple X. All the tourist party is going down, so this is the beginning of Tauruses. You know, shout out to my daughter, her birthday is in May. So, but for all the Tauruses starting in April, Triple X is having this B-Day bash and it's going down. Ashley Z, it's a lot of different girls that are going to be in the building, celebrity hosts. It's going to be free bottles of champagne for every female until 12 a.m., okay? And they're going to be sponsored by Hennessy, Bel Air Rosé, Crown Royale. So this is XO. If you know Chris, you know, he's my Niger buddy, my big little brother. So he's the first one that actually brought Nicki Minaj out here to the DMV area in Baltimore when it was Taste Lounge out there. And now Taste Lounge is the new Oxygen. And he had the Taste Lounge in D.C. And now he has XO Lounge. So this guy is just doing it up. And, you know, salute to him. This is going to be at XO Lounge. It's located at 1426 L Street, Northwest D.C. Ladies, you are free all night. It's February 29th, this Friday. It's going down. You need to be in the building. You don't need to be nowhere else. And that hashtag XO Lounge D.C., you need to be in the building. Also, the gala. The Carpenter House presents the Building Blocks Award Gala, and it's a black tie fundraiser celebrating 10 years of anniversary of the Carpenter House. So the entertainment by Stella Award winner Jason Nelson. Also, you're going to have Hugh Parker as the MC. It's going down. It's going to be on a lower level, Center Court, 2401 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, on Sunday, the 1st of May, 2016. 7 o'clock in the evening. For more info, contact Ms. Jasmine Richardson via email, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E, at the shalomlife.com. And also, you can log on and visit www.blocksgala.org and, you know, donate, get your tickets and everything like that and support the gala because it's definitely going down. Also, another event, Verizon Center, May 7th. It's going to be Ladies Night, R&B Super Jam. They got everybody in the building. They got the Locks, Carl Thomas, Faith Evans, El DeBarge. They got Blackstreet, Jodeci, 112 Total, Black Rob. They're going to be in the building. It's going to be at the Verizon Center. Get your tickets, baby. Ticketmaster, Verizon Center. It's going down. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Also, I got a big shout-out to the Civil Cigar Lounge for all y'all cigar smokers. Y'all like y'all stogies. You know what I mean? It's in the cut. It's right there in the Mazza Mall right there. Get off this Friendship Heights. It's right there where the Maggiano's is. Go inside the mall, and when you go over there to the Cheese Factory, it's right there in the cut. It's called the Civil Cigar Bar. Also, big shout-out to my other cigar lovers for all of y'all. The StogieCo.com, they do custom cigars. They do mobile cigars, and they will come to your area. So check them out on Instagram. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Also, big shout-out to the Sugar Factory that they have in D.C. I'm going to tell you, it's a one-shot, one-quitter. When you take one of those smoking drinks, it'll really have you smoking. It's your girl. She's live in the building. You know what I mean? I mean, smoking like you're going to be done. So it's a smoking drink. I guess they put, you know, a certain kind of ice in there, and then, you know, it smokes and everything. I got a video on the Instagram. So check it out. Sugar Bar. You know what I'm saying? Sugar Factory. Check them out. You know, it's on and popping. It's your girl. Let's live in the building. Also, big shout out to actually one of these young lady I met at an event for Platform Magazine. You know, I met her and I had no idea that she was a you know, transgender. So she came out with her story. I mean, she looked good. I had no idea. I mean, so she actually came out and told her story. It's on ABC, and she's talking about the LGB community and you know how she's transitioning and stuff like that. And we might actually bring her on to talk more about that. We are bringing back Street Queens, the movement. We'll be coming back the first week in May, so look out for that. We'll be talking about hard-hitting issues and things like that. So, you know, it's your girl, Let's live in the building. Don't forget, each and every Monday is Motivational Mondays, man. And, you know, we support people, man, people doing real things out there. Don't forget, Friday I'm on at 7 o'clock, man. It's your girl, Lush, and we on and popping. Don't forget to follow me at Lush Radio Online. You know what I mean? www.lushradioonline.com. Leave us a comment. Show us a love. You know what I mean? Because we love you, baby. We don't do it for us. We do it for the people, man. We are the people's voice. Lush Radio Online. Salute to all those people that we lost out here that's doing their things. But you know who runs the world? Girls. And, you know, Beyonce actually dropped her song Lemonade. You know, she always just drops these random songs. You know, out, you know, in the wee hours of the night when you're not aware of it. So Lemonade is out. A lot of people haven't got to hear the song or whatever or seen the video. So it's more like a video, you know what I'm saying, a music video type instead of like the actual audio. Some people have the audio leaked already. Some people think it's some Illuminati stuff, and some people feel like, you know, that's just her coming of age and as a woman, and because she's Beyonce, Beyonce can do whatever she wants. She got money. She got bank. So, you know what I'm saying? Beyonce, I don't know what kind of voodoo she got on y'all guys, but I'm especially you women and stuff. Yo, Beyonce knows how to make you guys spend your coin on her. You guys will spend your coin to get that outfit to go see Beyonce. You guys will get on a plane to another state that you don't even live in just to go see Beyonce. Her first concert was in May in Miami, actually today in Miami. So I know Beyonce had Miami lit. So you guys are getting ready. Y'all trying to count up that money and see how much, you know, tax money you got left over, or seeing when you got to pay this bill. You try to hold out on a bill, or not getting some for your kids because you're going to see Beyonce. Beyonce ain't paying your bills, but I'm just saying, if you want to support it, support it. Go ahead, Beyonce. You get your coin, girl. Get your coin, girl. Get your coin. Lemonade, baby, lemonade. A lot of people think that she's talking about Hova on his joint, but my thing is, like, they like controversy. You know, they want you to believe they talking about each other. At the end of the day, they're getting coin. They're getting money. They're getting that chicken. You need to go get your chicken. Stop spending it so much. Your girl, let's live in the building. You already know what it is, man. We do it for the people. And you know what I'm saying? We run the world, girls, because Beyonce running the world. Beyonce getting that coin, baby. It's your girl, let's in the building. Don't forget to check us out Friday. We in the building. Let's Radio Online. We out of here, baby. Peace.